curves and these curves back up again. And then make a fall and saw and hit a canvas. I got some money in my car now, but now I'm saying you can get it put up.
What about if you were sending somebody to the store to buy you some lens? You tell them to do what? Say, go get me these.
Bring me a hit of this. I can lift some down my TV.
What about if a man had a, let's say about 7 boys and 7 girls? You know, referring to the number of children he had, you'd say he had a whole.
I said he had a whole lot of. He had a crew, I'm telling you. 14 is just about a crew.
Yeah. You ever heard people say he had a whole passel of children?
Yeah. Well, he just never had a passel because he was 14. But my cousin moved from here to Denver. He had 14 of them.
Tell me about vegetables, corn. What do you call the things on the outside of the corn that you have to strip off?
Shit.
And the stuff that grows out the top.
Toss.
And what about the stuff that you have to brush off the plant?
That's the seal.
That's the seal. What about these things that, you know, you see people like to get them around Halloween, these big
pumpkins.
Oh yeah. What about some different kinds of melons?
Oh yes, you can have the white melon. I mean the yellow melon, and then you have the red melon, and then you have what you call that old little one you make pickle eyes. I know what you call that. That's all our people full of because I got two when I moved up yard. But my husband left me mad. You can take them and make a pickle eye. I don't know what you call it. Cinnamon. They look just like a watermelon.
Call what?
Cinnamon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. They look just like a watermelon, so the boy came up home. We had a friend of watermelon. He said, Miss Hill, how about watermelon? I said, yeah. And Rose said, he know that I said it too quick. I went about a year away and a half far, and I went back in the house and got the soup. He said, he put his knife on it, he said, I'm gonna bring this knife. I said, yes, it is. He plumped it again. Rose said, I don't know what to tell you. I did shake my head. He said, I ain't gonna let you fool that boy. I said, cut it. He said, I can't. He said, you're gonna take my heart stock and we just all fell out laughing. Rose said, no, boy, I said, Sarah said, all I got food on, she thought she'd fool you. He said, she pulled it up one another day for a while. I said, she know what it is now. Mm-hmm. But we played with them. See, they come a volunteer in the field. Yeah. And I didn't know there was out there. And I thought there was one I brought out. I said, what is this? And he wouldn't tell me, he laughed at me. I said, is this what we playing? He laughed. He said, I said, the watermelons move back and forth. Them things is all the way fierce. And if you don't know the difference, you think the watermelons look just like the watermelon. Yeah. And that boy laughed. He said, oh, you shouldn't do me like that. I went to the house and got him a great big melon. He said, nah, you're getting right now. Yeah, he used to raise more melons.
What do you call these things? I haven't seen any since I've been in Tennessee, but sometimes they grow up in people's yards. They have a kind of a slender stalk, and then the top kind of spreads out. It looks kind of like an open umbrella. About this tall, you know? Some people eat them, get them, chop them up, slice them up.
Let's see what they're gonna be. I don't know, maybe I haven't seen that, maybe.
Mushrooms?
Well, I don't know. Now, the mushrooms go here, there. Just like we go out in the woods or something like that, we get mushrooms out there, but we maybe I used to call them toast too. Yeah, people eat them. But they don't go around here. But a foreigners and different ones like that, like they come around and see them, they eat them. Because they've been used to eating because the groves are very large and they, you know, in their percentage. But I have never eaten them.
I like them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You see, the thing that you don't know how to fish and you never fish, you don't know what you eat. But just say you have never eaten it because I have.
Yeah, right.
Our boy came here from over Africa. And I know, they left them, you know, and he's talking. We had learned his language. Finally, he could talk just like we are talking now. And he said to me one day, "Hey, Dinky Dong is somebody that does language too." I said, "You have to tell me plain, I don't know." He really to read your mouth, isn't it? Hmm. He said, "This and show me how to." I said, "What you do with it?" He see, as you know, I couldn't stand the language, you got used to it, and before he left around in the facility, you talk just like me talking. Mm-hmm. And he would tell us about different things they would eat over there. But we didn't know what it was, because we hadn't seen it. And he said, "You could take a, you see, what do you call a turkey?" "I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you the truth. I really, but there's a difference what we did here." And I said, "Not turkey." But he didn't call it then, and I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, "They do this here." Mm-hmm. I said, "Chicken?" We used to tell him goat. I said, "No, crazy."
What?
He was talking about the goat. I said, "No, he ain't." Oh. And so he got out of the thing, and then he said, "I said, I know what you're talking about." He looked at me, and I said, "You're talking about a turkey." But he didn't call it a turkey. And he was telling you how you make that good soup out of them turkeys. Now we take them out and clean them and get that hide off and scrape them.